Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have three really funny guys and also Sarah Laurie with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. The Powwow Comedy Jam is in here in the studio. It's Mark Yaffe, Gilbert Brown, and Vaughn Eagle Bear. Welcome to Morning Edition, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sitka.
Good morning.
Okay, so the Powwow Comedy Jam, that's your name. You're here in Sitka. You're doing two shows tonight, right?
Two shows. We got the family show at the community house, the tribal community house, at 5:30 p.m. PG 13. So 13 PG, but 13 and over is a great age. Under 13, some of the kids may not get some of the political jokes that we will talk about. And then the bar show, no political jokes, just drinking jokes and fun stuff at 9:30 Bayview Pub.
All righty, so 5:30 and 9:30. How did you get hooked up with the gigs here?
The Greater Sitka Arts Council and their fearless leader, Sarah, were referred to us by a community member, and she hunted me down on email, and she persisted and got the tribe together and the Lawrence Spotted Bear, and they've just, we've been so welcome here. They flew us in. They put us up here in town, and they've got a lot of plans for us today. We're going to go on a boat ride. Gilbert Brown is going to go to the Bear Reserve. We're going to lather him in honey bear and honey, and we're going to have some bear wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be an exciting day for you guys, huh? Well, you're here, and this is part of Arty Gras, like you mentioned, the co-sponsored by the Sitka Tribe and the Greater Sitka Arts Council. So 5:30 is going to be at the Nakahiti, and then 9:30, the grown-up show is going to be at the pub. Let's talk a bit about your group, who you are. Where are you guys from?
My name is Vaughn Eagleberg. I'm from Spokane, Washington. My dad is a Rosebud Sioux from Rosebud, South Dakota, and my mom is a Colville Indian from Omak, Washington. And I was born and raised in Washington State, and I currently live in Spokane, Washington, and that's who I am, and that's where I'm from. And I made the song John Wayne's Teeth for the movie Smoke Signals. As many of you know, Smoke Signals was shot over in Spokane, Washington area. So I've been doing entertainment for quite a number of years now, and this is my very first time in Sitka, Alaska, and boy, I got to tell you what, you all got some beautiful country up this way. I feel right at home.
Well, thank you. Mark?
Yeah, Mark Yaffe. I'm Navajo, actually mixed. I'm Mexican, a little Irish, some Navajo, some Diné. I was adopted out at birth when I was 25. My mother sent a package to the DMV. I used to be a DMV driving examiner, and I opened up this package right in the middle of a office of crowded strangers, and found out all those years they thought I was part Indian, that I was.
All right.
And I'm in year 17 of the 50-year comedy plan, and been working with Vaughn for the past probably 11, 12 years. Man, it seems like forever. And then I've known the very funny Gilbert Brown from Portland for the last 6 or 7 years.
Gilbert, let's hear from you.
My name's Gilbert Brown. They call me the Naughty Res Dog. In white man's terms, that just means I'm a mutt. I'm Klamath, Modoc, Paiute, Yahooskin of the Pit River Bands, and Warm Springs.
Well, how did you guys all get together? How did the Powwow Comedy Jam come together?
Well, a few years back, once again, this is Vaughn Eagleberg taking over the microphone. And a few years back, I met Mark Yaffe at a comedy club, and he was doing stand-up, and at that time, I was just frequenting open mics. And I was just practicing my art and my craft, and I met him, and it was rare to meet another native doing stand-up. And we went up and visited around, and we said, hey, man, we should, you know, try to do some work together, maybe a little native comedy tour and showcase native humor, you know, throughout the world and all that. And we were kind of half-heartedly saying it, but we put energy into it, and now it's flourishing, and we're traveling all over the place, you know, sharing our style of comedy, our style of humor, and representing our tribes and representing our people, and showing the world that, hey, we're here too, man, and we got some funny people. You know, this one lady came up to me one time, she said, we never thought Indians were funny. And I said, well, we never thought y'all was funny either.
So where have you guys traveled to?
Well, in our 10 years, Vaughn and I have been fortunate enough to hit, like he said, almost all the states. And from the smallest towns in Poplar, Montana, 850 people, and all the way to Vegas, and we got to perform at poolside at the Bellagio. It's a crazy ride because you do shows in Indian country. You know, one night you're in a gymnasium and there's grandmas and kids. And one time we did a show in the middle of the desert it was called the Evergreen Park near Yuma, Arizona, and people were sitting in their cars watching the show. Literally, it was like performing at a drive-in. And then, you know, then you get these nice gigs like here where, you know, you're treated like stars. So that's the fun thing. And we just love bringing laughter to all different groups. A lot of people think, well, Indian humor, that's not translatable to, you know, there's white humor and Indian humor. We're just funny. That's, you know, no matter what, there might be a native edge to it. You might have some Indian references, but at the end of the day, man, we love making everybody laugh. And I'm really fortunate and blessed to know these guys and get to work with them.
How do you think your humor or your comedy might have changed doing all these different gigs in terms of different audiences in Indian country and not in Indian country? Have you been influenced by your experiences?
Oh, yes, always. We talk to different people, and, you know, and they tell us their story and we tell them ours, and we just share a bond, you know. Humor. Humor is medicine. You know, you can, I've been in places where there's a lot of death, and they come out and they say, well, I just lost somebody, and I wasn't going to come to your show, and I'm glad I did, because you made me forget that pain. So I guess it's our own way of being medicine, man.
Sounds like humor in your experience sort of unites people.
Well, for me, I know my sense of humor has changed. It's always evolving or de-evolving or changing or going with the times and stuff like that. And I know that from the performance angle of stand-up, I almost said Angoon for some reason. Hey, what's up, Angoon?
Angoon is listening. So yeah.
When I was doing stand-up, my whole presentation and your craft, you know, it changes throughout time. Whereas when I first got on stage, I was nervous and timid, and now I'm just nervous. You know, so it's growing a little bit, but I think definitely you have to change. It's just like anything else. You grow with it or you don't grow with it, you know. And like Yaffe was saying, we've performed in places that it has to be a different experience. You know, one time we performed at a casino in Isleta, and there was 1,800 people came out to our show. And then the next day we performed in Flagstaff, Arizona, at a coffee house, and four people came out to our show.
The crowd gets smaller every time he does this story. We originally was 17, this seven, there was four. There were -3 people at the show. But I got a comment on Vaughn real quick, because when I first met Vaughn, he was, like you said, we have the open mic. You might have a little open mic scene here in Sitka. I know Juna has one. And then you kind of graduate to where you get to host for some touring professional comics to come in, and then you build up to where you might be an opener. Vaughn, just out of the gate, you know, he was just in the open mic stage. You get to see this guy had such a great thought process, and the jokes he delivered is just, man, is like, wow, how's this guy thinking of it? So I knew, you know, we connected that he was in for the long term. So, you know, it's really nice to see yourself grow. You know, you work hard at your craft, and it's even better to see, you know, when your friends just flourish. Now, Vaughn's just, he went from one of these guys, he didn't like looking at the audience. He used to stand and look off to the side of the crowd. His hat was like pulled right above his eyes. No real contact. Now he's out, you know, clowning, talking to the audience all the time, working the crowd. So it's really fun to see how comedy flourishes. Same with Gilbert. Oh, I saw him do an open mic in Portland at Harvey's Comedy Club, and now here he is touring the country and carrying our bags and hopefully washing our clothes tonight after the show.
I'm not going on that hike with you guys. I know I'm the slow one. So,
well, we don't have much time left. I want to talk about, is this entirely prepared for the two shows tonight? Do you do a little improv as well? What can people expect when they, say, for the family show, walk into the Nakahiti?
Well, you know, we're always constantly preparing and looking and thinking about our show. And it's a pure natural experience. There's no way you can contrive it. The show's going to be what the show's going to be, you know. But the end result is always laughter. And as long as you keep that in mind and that's your goal and that's your focus, then that's what we're trying to do, is just make people laugh at the end of the day. That's the goal of our show.
You guys are funny guys. You inhabit humor. Your entire beings are funny.
That's awesome. I've never heard that, inhabit your humor. And we do have a website, jokesignals.com. People can get on there and check us out. So if they want to pre-shop for the show, and I believe if you Google Gilbert Brown. They'll find some of your clips on YouTube.
Well, you're not here very long today. You're heading out on the early morning flight to Juneau tomorrow. Are you going to get a chance to get out at all while you are here?
We're going to try to get out and experience the city and experience everything that we can for the day here. And they got an awesome day. We're going to go out fishing. We might even eat some hare and eggs. They told me it tastes like tapioca pudding.
And then don't forget, we'll be over at the Bear Rescue Center. Gilbert will be having two shows, Lathered in Honey, I believe 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah. Where's IHS?
It's just right across the bridge. Okay, and then Sarah, can you give us the particulars about the events? How can people get tickets, and when should they show up?
Yes, thank you, Melissa, and thank you for having us in here today. So as Mark said, we have two shows. We have the family-friendly show at the Nakahiti House. That's going to be at 5:30. There's still tickets in advance at the STA admin building. That's at 456 Catlian Street. And those are going to be $10. Tickets at the door are $15, but there'll be also plenty of tickets at the door. And then for the pub show, again, tickets available right now at the pub. There's only 120 seats, so I would advise going and getting your tickets so you can be sure that you have a seat. And then they'll be available at the door if there's any tickets left, and that's at 9:30 p.m. And I'm just really excited and happy to have these guys here, and thank you.
And having a comedy team is a new thing for the Arts Council.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council, and it's in partnership with Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and I really appreciate what you guys said about laughter being medicine, because I really believe that too. And I think, what's that quote? You know, the shortest distance between two people is laughter, and it just kind of melts boundaries and makes people happy. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, guys, any parting thoughts? Mark, you look like you want to say something.
Well, I just want to echo what Sarah's saying. When you get in a comedy show, there's no class. No one knows anyone's bank account. No one cares about anyone's religious or political affiliation. We're all just there to laugh, have a good time. So we thank you, Sitka, for putting these things together, Sarah, and the Great Arts Council. And we're looking forward to a couple great shows.
And I'd like to thank the city of Sitka and the Tlingit Nation and all the other people who live here. And thank you for inviting us up here, and Sarah. And you know, I'm really glad that comedy is being included with the arts, because we consider ourselves an art, but not many people consider comedy and associate it with the art world. You know, so it's very good to be kind of acknowledged with that and put in the same category with that. You know, because everywhere you go, there's art curios and things like that, but comedy's kind of, you know, doesn't have a place in the art world like that. So it's very good to be included in that today. You know, so thank you, Sitka.
I'd like to say thank you to Sitka also. You got a beautiful country here, and it's going to be a great pleasure to meet everybody.
Well, thank you guys for coming down this morning, taking some time out of your day. We've been speaking with comedic artists Mark Yaffe, Gilbert Brown, and Vaughn Eaglebear there with the Powwow Comedy Jam, performing in Sitka today, 5:30 p.m. at the Nakahiti for the family show, and 9:30 tonight at the pub for the grown-up show.